The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
You know, makes sense, but it's stupid.
This is the Theme, Woody and Jim Podcast, Friends of the End. Now they start talking.
How was our weekend, you guys?
Mine was fun. The Nashville SC game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Tailgated hard with my supporter group.
I saw you take a shot. I loved that.
There were many shots.
Yeah.
They loosened the hips for dancing.
Ooh.
It was a good time. And the game was great. Then flip it over completely, and we went to the first art museum yesterday.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
For the afternoon. So nice. Yeah, it was a fun weekend. What about you guys?
That's great. Paisley went to her first crawfish boil. Me and Landon.
Is there a special bib? Baby's first crawfish boil.
No, but I did get her a little onesie, and it was really cute.
Sweet.
She didn't have any. Don't worry. No keyboard warriors out there. She got it from me. We'll just say that. And then we went to Costco yesterday. She had a lot of firsts. It was her first Costco run yesterday, too.
Ooh, first Costco.
How many hundreds of dollars did she spend yesterday?
Three.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
It's not.
But you don't have to go as often.
Yeah, but now you have a lifetime supply of, you know, jalapeno poppers now.
Yes, and we got some stuff. My parents are coming in town this weekend, so some stuff for them. So
get to stock up.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, we kind of had a low-key weekend. We had planned on maybe going to the unclaimed baggage store, but it was 2 hours away and it was raining, so we figured, we won't. So we just had fun with the dogs and the cats this weekend. We found out that Moira can open doors.
Uh-oh.
Because she's been trying, and thought, okay, I'm going to take the camera and go into the bathroom and shut the door and see what she does.
Oh, nice.
She actually climbs up on the sink. If you follow me on the social media, I posted it. And she does the doorknob and then crawls down and pushes the door open.
Because
cats hate closed doors.
Oh.
She's smart AF.
Yeah.
Dang.
Our routine in the morning is usually when I leave for work, I let Lucy jump in the bed with Melissa, and I give her a milk bone, which is a big mistake. And so she eats part of it and leaves part of it in the bed. So when I go to bed that night, I get into bed and all of a sudden go, oh, what is that? I feel like the princess and the pea.
Oh, yeah.
It's a milk bone.
Wow, it's got jagged edges.
Ouch.
So that was fun.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Just a few weeks ago, we had mostly under $3 gas, but that's all changed now because of the war and other things that they add into it. I guess the average price right now in Nashville for unleaded is about $3.45.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's probably going to go up too. So be aware of that.
Yeah.
So United Airlines started a new thing where they don't allow anybody to watch video without headphones or earbuds, and everybody's been pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
There was somebody on an American Airlines flight where they were watching something. They said at 50% volume, it was only for 30 seconds, but they had been told, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
Uh-huh.
They didn't, and this woman, I'm just going to call her Brenda. So Brenda decided to have it out with the flight attendants and said, my video, I only played it for 30 extra seconds and it was at half volume. Well, just call the police. They did. They hauled her off the plane to applause from the rest of the passengers.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Just remember, nobody else wants to hear the sound coming from your phone.
Right. You're on a plane. You're saving time. You're on a chair in the sky.
Jeez.
Don't worry about stuff so much.
That's crazy.
Choose your battles.
Well, speaking of planes, spring break is here, so we know that the airport is probably going to be busy. People coming in from out of town, people leaving. So BNA is just telling you, make sure that you get to the airport with extra time. They're adding about 25% more parking. Mm. I don't know who people who like drop their car off, but if
people
you need to drop your car
don't
off.
Don't care about money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You can take all of my money.
I know. And as somebody who has traveled recently, I do like that they have the new Uber drop off and pick up the little specific area.
Right.
But it does add a little extra time, especially if you're dropping off baggage and stuff. So definitely make sure that you're leaving your house early and giving yourself a lot of time.
American Idol on tonight at 7 o'clock on Channel 2. And since day one, we've been covering American Idol with our good, close, warm, personal friend, Kelly Sutton.
You know how you have a pair of pants and you don't throw them away because you're like, they're going to come back in style?
Yeah.
We've come back in style.
That's right. We are your old pair of pants, Kelly.
Gosh,
from day one of American Idol, we were American Idol buddies.
Right.
Talking
day
about
one.
What's going on, and here we are.
Yeah, back when your main job was to remind Ralph Emery to take his pills back on Fox 17 back in the day.
Wow. Rest in peace. I loved my Ralph Emery. God bless him.
Yeah.
It was, you know what? This was so funny how all of this came about, and yeah, going to be on American Idol tonight. Thankfully, still not singing, but this time just being judgy, which is something we do all the time anyway.
That's right.
You have 25 years of practice.
Yeah. Now, you're officially a tastemaker, which actually sounds more like a job you'd have with Willy Wonka, but that sounds exciting.
Yeah. It's really cool. So really what they've decided to do is just shake things up. You know, I mean, it's been on for how many seasons now? Way too long. But it's really, really getting good because they are changing it. I love that. You've got Carrie, Luke, and Lionel. They're all back. They're the judges. Mm-hmm. Ryan is there as the host. And they decided that this time they were going to bring in different people who could weigh in with their opinion. And I'm part of a panel of industry tastemakers. So it's myself, Cheryl Porter, who is a renowned vocal coach. You've probably seen her all over TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Lauren Gray. Yeah, Lauren Gray, who has like 53 million followers.
Oh,
on
yeah.
TikTok, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, I have 2,000 followers, Lauren. So.
But you are an industry insider. You're the host of the syndicated Y'all Access. You have your own show on Amazon and your, you know, local morning radio at WSM. So you do have like the credentials to hold these contestants' lives in your hands.
That's right. You can give them a boost or you can crush them with your hands.
I'm drunk with power.
You are.
Well, okay. So the way that it works, there were eight of us. And with this episode, and you'll see it tonight, they allow us to put one person through to the top 20. Mm-hmm. They allow the contestants to vote. And they can vote for everyone except for themselves.
Oh, wow.
So one contestant goes through to the top 20 because of their vote, and then their family is there. So that's why it's called Ohana, because Ohana means family.
Yes.
It's the Ohana round, and the family can vote, but they cannot vote for their own child. So you get one contestant going through from family, one contestant going through from industry, one contestant going through from their peers. And then the rest of the 17 are made up voting from Luke, Carrie, and Lionel. So you get your top 20 tonight. 10 people get eliminated.
Wow. That's a lot.
And you got a free trip to Hawaii. So ain't bad.
I did. It was awesome. And guys, like not to really rub salt in the wound, but it was during the ice storm, so I missed the
ice. Oh, yeah. You're one of those people.
Yes. The whole time I was like, oh my gosh, it looks really bad at home. Can I have another margarita?
That's right. You're there with the Mai Tai going, it's too bad NES is messing everything up, you guys.
No,
sorry.
Sing for me.
Yeah, pool boy.
No, it was so much fun. And our friend Adam is the reason it all happened. Intern Adam.
Who
worked for American Idol, who was part of our crew when we were doing the Idol rewinds every morning. He now works for them. And, you know, I got to see him when they were at Belmont. They did a lot of the auditions. The entire audition process really was at Belmont University this year.
They did. It was fun.
Wow.
That's why we don't hear from Adam anymore. He's too big for us.
He's a big deal, guys. He's a really big deal. It was really, really cool. And I really hope that everyone can watch tonight because there are some great moments, very heartfelt. And there are some really, really incredible contenders, one of which is from Gallatin, Tennessee. We've got one that's from Murfreesboro, who's phenomenal. His name's Jordan. There are several people that are from, you know, our area here in Middle Tennessee. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled for Lucas Leon from Gallatin. Jordan is from Murfreesboro. And Kendall Inskeep, she is here now. It says she's from Fishers, Indiana, but she lives here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We claim her now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's ours.
Kelly Sutton, she's been Nashville's media darling since the beginning of American Idol. Now she's a tastemaker on tonight's Ohana episode of American Idol. So, congratulations, Kelly, you made it.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Well, you know, let me know if you ever just want to sit down and recap all the things, because we're in it again.
Sure. All right. We're back in it. 7
Let's
o'clock,
it
Channel 2 tonight.
I love it. Thank you, guys. I miss you.
Love you, Kelly. Thanks. So what time is it? It's 6:39. If you don't know, if you didn't mess up your clocks over the weekend.
We had to move them forward an hour.
Yes.
So now everywhere you look in your house, it's a different time.
It's blinking midnight at you.
Yeah. So I found this guy on TikTok. His name is Dad Advice from Bo. And he gives advice for mostly guys, but really everybody, of just like what to do in different situations. And
I
like
love that guy.
How to change your oil, things like that.
That's always good.
Yeah. So he did a video of like, okay, daylight savings is here. Here's some other things around the house to make sure that you do this time of year.
Okay.
Okay. So not just clocks. We have stuff that should be done.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to read this list to see if you guys have done it.
Okay.
Okay. Replace your toothbrush.
Like a week ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I have an electric one, so I just changed the battery.
Yeah. You know, you need to change the head of it like every month.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because it's grody.
Uh-huh. Yeah. For hygiene.
Okay.
Change your ceiling fan to the summer mode. So there's a switch on ceiling
not
fans.
Yet.
Yep.
Because we haven't used it.
Oh.
Like if if I would have used it, I might have.
Yeah. Okay. Check your smoke detectors.
Oh, for the batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mine are good.
Rotate or flip your mattress.
No.
That needs to be done every 6 months.
No.
Replace your HVAC filter.
I do that when I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine are like, I use the power washer. I can clean them out. Like,
So you have like reusable ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
nice.
Cool.
Okay.
I mean, they always say like every 60 days or so you should do it.
Yeah. Clean your garbage cans, pet dishes, and pet toys.
Yeah, those are due.
Nope.
Okay, and then this last one is my favorite.
Now, I have 4 sons, so I know some guys need to hear this one. If your underwears have holes in them and they're falling apart, time to buy some new ones.
No. It means you hold on to them. They're vintage.
Holy underwear, you guys.
I grew up with a dad who had holy underwear, and now I have a husband who has like, holy underwear.
How long can you keep them going? It's a task. It's a goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 200,000 miles on these.
When the hole is as big as where you put your foot through, then I guess, you need to change them a little bit. It's time to celebrate the deafening silence of the Woody and Jim joke off. If you're not familiar, we tell terrible jokes back and forth until somebody laughs and that person loses.
Woody and I have to hold it back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin. Woody?
Yes?
New York is the opposite of Minnesota.
Hmm.
Because New York is where the Big Apple is, but Minnesota is where the Minneapolis is.
Ooh.
Jim, a man is wanted for stealing the wheels off police cars. Officers are working tirelessly to catch him.
Little Red Riding Hood was found in critical condition.
Mm.
Paramedics have stabilized her. But she's not out of the woods yet.
Sadly, Jim, I had to go to the emergency room over the weekend.
Really?
I won't give you the details, but the name of the product, Dyson Ball Vacuum, is very misleading.
Woody, why did the toilet paper roll down the hill?
Hmm.
It wanted to get to the bottom.
Jim, how do porcupines make love?
I don't know.
Very carefully.
Breaking news.
Mm.
A man got hit by a rental car.
Really?
He said it hurts.
Ah. Okay, this is from Mark, our listener Mark. He sent this in. Okay, mm-hmm. So don't blame me. Why was Pope Benedict the greatest pope in all of history?
How?
Because he did the most Catholic thing by pulling out early.
Not bad.
No, man. Thank you, Mark. Got a grunt from Jim.
What kind of medical condition causes wrinkled clothes?
Why?
An iron deficiency.
I'm a considerate boyfriend. I will always help my girlfriend look for her missing chocolate that I just ate.
And that's the one.
That's good. Right. That's good.
The Pope joke didn't do it, but that one did. All right. Hey, let's play Gender Wars now that we're all here and ready to do it. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need trees out of the way? Contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys, we have John in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, we have Mary in Nashville. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Get acquainted question to warm up your brains with.
Start with you, Mary. What's that chore you put off more than most?
Windows.
Yeah. How often do you get to them?
When I have to.
Hey, when the windows were clean when I bought the house.
Yeah.
John, what about you? What's that chore you put off doing the most?
Changing the cat litter.
Yeah. But they love it when you change it. As soon as you change it, they get right in there and go, yeah.
All right, you each have a screw you can use in the contest. Let's begin with multiple choice.
All right, Mary, is Sheriff Buford T. Justice a character from Mad Max, Fast and the Furious, or Smokey and the Bandit?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yep.
That sounds like an older name.
Buford?
Yeah.
Old and Southern.
Yeah. All right, John, is Fantasy a celebrity perfume from Britney Spears, Selena Gomez, or Katy Perry?
Oh, God. First one.
Britney Spears?
Yeah.
It is.
Very good.
All tied up.
She smells like that and alcohol right now. Let's see. Mary.
Crazy.
The stitches of an official Major League Baseball are what color?
Brown.
Brown? No.
After red. They have some dirt on it.
Yeah. Eventually brown, but yeah. They start red.
All right, John. Who is the famous father of all the Kardashians' four children? Of all of Kim Kardashian's four children?
Oh, God. And I know his name, too. Oh, shoot. Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain.
Isn't that another old person?
Yes.
That was a good guess.
I like it.
We were looking for Kanye West.
Kanye West.
All right. Mary, what car maker owns the Motorcraft Auto Parts Company?
Oh.
Out of time. Ford. Looking for Ford.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Me either.
All right, so 1-1. So if you get this one right, John, you're the winner.
What kind of dresses is the movie 27 Dresses about?
Winnie dresses.
That is correct.
Yes.
We'll take that. Okay.
Close enough.
Woo! Love that.
John, you're the winner. We've got tickets for you to go see Bush live at the First Bank Amphitheater Friday the 15th of May. Congratulations. Thanks, Mary, for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Dr. Amy works at a children's hospital in Nebraska. And one day she walked into a prep room where a 4-year-old boy named True was getting ready for his own heart surgery. But he had nobody with him. As he was getting ready to go into this very serious thing. Apparently he had a very bad family situation.
Oh, wow.
They hit it off. And she just thought the True was somebody that needed to be a part of her life.
Yeah.
After I dropped True off in recovery, I called my husband. And I just said, we need to have a talk. When we get home, I need you to have an open mind.
Even though they already had 6 kids of their own.
Wow.
Her husband agreed and they adopted True.
Oh.
But True had 5 siblings.
Oh.
But because of Amy, Dr. Amy, she got her siblings and colleagues at the hospital, everybody to adopt all 5 kids.
Wow.
So all of True's brothers and sisters now have adopted parents.
Oh, wow.
So sweet. Yeah.
They changed so many lives.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is so cool. If you'd like to see the story, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to TotallyHitsNashville.com. Always fun to hear Gina's new parent stories when she comes in.
You know, you're back at work and your husband, he's trying.
Yeah, and he does a really good job, like 95% of the time. The other 5%, he just makes it harder for me. But, you know, sometimes he wants to take the night shift. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, sounds good. But he doesn't wake up to her, like, during the night.
So when she wakes up and makes noise, he doesn't hear it.
He doesn't hear it. And I know that's like genetics or whatever the stupid thing is, that like moms are more in tune to their baby.
That's true.
Which, you know, makes sense, but it's stupid. And so he doesn't he doesn't wake up to any of the sounds. So I'm getting up, and then he gets mad at me because he's trying to give me the night off. But like, sir, you're not waking up to the sound of our crying baby, so I have to get up and feed her. Like,
if
what do you want me to do?
If you woke up when you were supposed to,
yeah,
I wouldn't have to do it.
Yes.
Right?
And so, like, so that it gets annoying. And then last night, he was going to have her because he's off work today and I have to wake up for the show.
Right.
And she's in this phase where she only wants mom and only mom can calm her down. It's fun.
Yeah.
So that was the case last night. And then we had her sleep in our bed with us. And, you know, keyboard warriors, back off. It's safe. Okay. Like, she's fine.
Every parent will, like, you know, give in and let the kids sleep in the bed.
Yeah. And I never thought I'd be that parent, but here we are. And so she's sleeping in between us, and I'm uncomfortable. I have no bedroom because he's like halfway over on the bed, and then she takes up the other half. And I look over and he's like almost rolling over on her. And not really, like, I'm being dramatic, but I'm like,
he's going to crush your
baby. Like, his back is turned to her. And I'm like, why? First of all, why is your back turned to our daughter? Like, absolutely not.
You're supposed to sleep with your eyes open.
Staring at her. Ever alert.
Yes. And I had to like shake him awake and be like, hello, back off, dude. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, sorry. How can you sleep?
I forgot how to sleep.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah. He's like, sorry, I'm too lost in my dreams. Screw off, dude. Like, I'm so tired.
But the bottom line is, he's trying.
He's trying. He's
very trying.
He's very trying.
He's very trying.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Heads 93.3.
Happy birthday to the Nashville Humane Association. Today marks their 80th birthday.
Whoa!
Established in March of 1946.
I'm glad you could do that math because I could not.
I looked it up. I'm not that smart.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
And right now the shelters are actually full, so they do need some volunteers and people that would like to foster pets.
All right.
Yeah. You know, so get in there and adopt an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So Timothée Chalamet is getting a lot of backlash from a couple of communities because he had a conversation with Matthew McConaughey just a couple of weeks ago, in which they were talking about, you know, the struggle of getting people to, you know, go to the movies instead of staying home and streaming them.
Right.
When he kind of made this analogy that didn't go over.
And I don't want to be working in ballet or opera or, you know, things where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore.
Yeah.
All respect to the ballet and opera people out there.
They did not feel respected.
No.
They are very much in a tizzy right now.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of funny things happening. One ballet, I saw a thing of the TV commercial that said, you know, the ballet this weekend and promo code to save Timothy with two E's, like he spells his name.
Which
is like, oh, that's clever marketing. Use this to your advantage.
Yeah, that's great. Wow.
So Tennessee lawmakers are bringing back the pot for potholes proposal, where it would legalize marijuana for adults 21 and older and then place a 15% tax on those sales.
Oh, I thought they were going to just fill the potholes with pot.
That could be anything at this point. Like, we will take anything. Anything.
But, just try it.
Yeah. But they would use that money to go towards fixing those roads and then also transportation project costs, too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll go anywhere. Those things keep coming up, and then, you know.
Right.
You know, so many lawmakers are just like, not happening in my state.
Yeah, I think Tennessee is going to be the last state to ever legalize it.
I know.
Yeah. What are our plans today, y'all?
My parents come in town this week, so I need to completely overhaul my house.
You can't let them see how you really live.
No, I can't. Yeah, no, my mom is the mom that points everything out and is like, that's gross. Why is that here? I'm just going to reorganize your kitchen.
Do everything you can to not be judged.
Yeah, but it's okay. She's going to help watch the baby. Let me get some sleep. So it's okay. If I need to pick up the house, it's fine.
So it's a double-edged sword. You get some good out of it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, we're going to be hosting the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones at TPEG.
Woo!
So I got to find something to wear.
Got to get some clothes. Get an outfit.
Yeah, I got to get an outfit. Yay!
Woo! Shopping!
Cue the pretty woman montage of trying on outfits.
I actually probably just dig through all the stuff in my closet.
That's like shopping.
It is like shopping. And I don't have to pay for it, which is the best kind of shopping.
Yeah.
Family's coming over for movie night tonight.
Nice.
And cooking dinner for them and just getting ready for that.
Cool.
All right, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.